My name is Andrew Thompson, and my role is that I'm a HR director who focuses on transforming organizations, and I currently work for Serco. I started my working relationship with Jonathan through a recommendation. My wife's recommendation, she used to work with him. I've also spoken to him on the phone as someone who has the ability to ask the most incisive questions, which turn your quest for certainty back in on yourself and tells you that actually the answers lie within your own thoughts, as long as you can get rid of some of the assumptions that have perhaps set you off on the wrong path. So in my case, my question hasn't changed, which is, what should I do next? But the assumptions that I walked in with have been torn to shreds by myself, but through the questions of Jonathan. So no ideas forced upon me, no ideas that are not of my own making. And questions such as, what do you want to do with your life? Who are you, really? What reminding you that you are at this position in your life because of some great qualities, and focus on those, not on the things that you think are missing or absent, for me have been the most powerful techniques, combined with fantastically challenging set of silences where, just like the exercise of recording this few minutes on the mobile phone, you know, with very few prompts, and you're forced to do your best thinking, not looking for the answers from someone else. Actually, it wouldn't be the same if you didn't do your best thinking, and I think I certainly would realize that you have to walk into this relationship not as a transaction, but as a relationship. It's a giving relationship. You give of your best thinking, Jonathan gives of his best questions and his best listening to help him come up with those very best questions. You do all the hard work. There are no easy answers, but they are answers. And they usually lie deep within yourself, behind some, as I've experienced even today, behind some misty portal, which if you only just step through it and fumble your way through, actually you'll usually find something at the bottom of that and behind it, which is really powerful, and which you knew all along, really. You were just telling yourself that you weren't successful enough yet, you weren't all you could be, you were focusing on what you thought was in people's other heads, but actually, even if they do think that, you're putting it in their heads because of the way you choose to behave as a result of those beliefs. And I would certainly, my final recommendation is, be brave and have courage that you have the answers, but it's a relationship. You can't find answers without someone listening to them. That's Jonathan.